Tome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is February 27, 2012. This is episode 53 of the To-Do List Tome podcast. Fix garbage disposer leaks easily. Don't buy a new one. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Captain Jack by Billy Joel, recorded on Piano Man from 1981. Have a listen through the link that can be found in the show notes. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance. Retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad or even if they don't. Todolisthome.com is your stop for home and life projects. We save you money and time. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list. Share your to-do list ideas with us. Our home projects and endeavors for making a better life become stories of how we put past experiences and research together to present you home, work, and life projects with a purpose. It's not always important what we do, but it should always be important why we do things, especially if we're trying to make a better life. On our to-do list today is fix garbage disposer leaks easily, don't buy a new one. Are you tired of the high cost of having someone else do your home repairs? Especially the small ones like water leaks. Well, I was. In episode 26, Home Buying for Dummies book review, I noted that that book gives a list of things to do after you purchase a home. A big point on the list is to continue to save money. This includes saving up to 1% of the purchase price of the home per month. This is necessary to help maintain and improve your residence. The best way to survive as a homeowner is to learn how to fix things yourself, or at least understand what needs to be fixed and how to do it. With that bit of knowledge, you'll be less likely to spend more time and money than necessary. When we first moved into our home 3 years ago, I was afraid to do repairs myself because I did not have the knowledge or proper tools and equipment. That fear quickly dissipated in a short time as I learned from the first few home visits what a pain in the ass it is to have someone else come to your home. You have to arrange for the visit, you have to call several places for estimates, only to have them thrown out of whack after the initial visit. Above all, it's a hassle trying to put things on hold, like my job, while my wife or I had to wait for someone to show up between the promised hours of 9 to 5. Fixing the kitchen sink is one example of a time when I replaced the old faucet with a new one a couple of years ago. I purchased a decent faucet and was able to make the replacement myself, but since it was my first time doing this, it took quite a while. A few hours, actually, to remove the old one and replace it. Then there were problems with seals and some of the hose connections. But within a week, we did have a new functioning faucet for the price of $80 and my time and labor and sweat and a lot of curse words. However, if I had outsourced that to a plumber, it would have cost $80 just to have them enter the home. Come on, give me a break, guys. Then they would have doubled the price of the faucet and charged me labor on top of that. The result most likely would have been closer to $300 just for a new faucet. Maybe that cost is as high as it is because I live in Northern Virginia, but more likely it's that high because companies can take advantage of the less informed. I'm here to inform you otherwise. Doing it yourself is not only a money saver, but it is the right thing to do because you will increase your knowledge, experience, as well as your ability to teach others. That's what I'm doing with my family and neighbors, and I wish to share my knowledge and experiences with you. That's what I'm doing with my family and neighbors, and I wish to share my knowledge and experiences with you. In episode 30, Fix It, How to Repair Anything in Your Home book review, I noted that we live in a throwaway society in which the health of the economy is dependent on the built-in obsolescence of products and services. The new Fix It Yourself manual has helped me change and learn to become a more self-reliant person for home repairs. I found the section on plumbing to be very useful, and that section shows very clearly how to diagnose and repair or replace leaky faucets and pipes. It also teaches the best method for clearing clogs. You can be charged thousands of gallons of water that you never use with just one leaky faucet. Which brings me to today's to-do list item. Fix garbage disposer leaks. Don't buy a new one. The first picture on the todolisthome.com website shows the back of our garbage disposer and the crack that must have been there for a long time. For quite some time, we had noticed water accumulating beneath the garbage disposer, but for some reason, the leak could never be found. Sometimes we saw just a little water accumulation, and most times none, so we didn't think much about it. Wrong, wrong, wrong. I should have been more proactive and searched out the leak like a good homeowner. However, since it was not a constant leak, other priorities always took precedence. Finally, about 3 weeks ago, my wife noticed more than the usual amount of water accumulation. When I came home from work that day, all the items that are stored under the kitchen sink were removed and then placed in front of the sink. I knew then that this was a clear signal for me to show my worth and have a look for the culprit. Crawling under the sink is more difficult than contorting my body the way I must when inspecting the attic. This time, instead of a fruitless search by hand for a hard-to-find water leak, I laid on my back with a flashlight in my hand and found the old crack that you see in the picture. I had that aha moment and was quite glad I found something I could actually see. In all the other times that I've had to crawl under the sink, this crack was always elusive, but now I had found it. What do I do about it? I wondered. Going to the home store or online to purchase a new disposer was my first inclination, but my overriding instinct is to try to fix something before throwing it away. This is one of the tenets of my four-part plan for retiring early. Instead of thinking about throwing away the garbage disposer as my wife suggested, I went online to do some research. After several searches for solutions to my problem, I found it at ehow.com, and I provide a link to that solution in today's show notes at todolisthome.com. The solution prescribed led me to believe that I had a good chance of patching this leak on my own for just the $2 cost of some plumber's putty. This repair was very straightforward. First, we didn't use the sink or disposer for 12 hours prior to the repair. Second, I pulled out a chunk of the plumber's putty big enough to cover the crack. Next, I softened the plumber's putty by hand until it was pliable and soft. Then I smoothed the plumber's putty around the crack on the housing of the disposal unit for an inch around the crack. And lastly, I wrapped the housing with duct tape over the spot with plumber's putty and then a little bit beyond either side of the putty. It's been 2 weeks since I made that repair and there has been no leak since. We bought our home in an as-is condition, and I understand that the repair I described may not be something permanent, but it has extended the life of our current garbage disposer. For the $2 cost of plumber's putty and my time, I was able to initially save about $80 and a lot more time by avoiding a total unit replacement. I hope you found this podcast useful and encouraging for you to diagnose the problems you encounter in your home, understanding the solutions, and making the best repair decisions. You owe it to yourself and your bank account to do your own home repairs. To aid you in home repair adventures, I highly recommend the new Fix-It-Yourself Manual by Reader's Digest. The book has great pictures and useful diagrams that are worth the price of the book itself. More importantly, the book will pay for itself the first time you repair something that you otherwise might have requested from a contractor for too much money. The link to this book can be found in today's show notes at todolisthome.com. And if that doesn't interest you, I also recommend doing your own web searches for the problems you have, not necessarily just with your home repair problems, but whatever else is going on with your life. Lately, I found two other things that were really helpful to me on the web. One was how to repair a broken toe by yourself, and the other was make a super great homemade cough remedy. I may discuss those in upcoming episodes. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful and do it safely.